Celebrity Cruises has launched their Celebrity Edge Access Tour app, which showcases the new ship through soundscaping and augmented reality. The behind-the-scenes app gives guests a tour of the Grand Plaza, magic carpet, rooftop garden, and more. Users can also take a peek at the galley, the bridge, and engine control room through the app, which is now available on the Apple App Store and Google Play. And for the seventh year in a row, Carnival Cruise Line is participating in the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital Thanks and Giving campaign. Guests will have a chance to make a donation towards the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital using their Sail and Sign card on board. They'll also be able to participate in a variety of activities designed to raise funds and create awareness in the fight against childhood diseases like cancer. This campaign runs through December 31st. And finally, Norwegian Cruise Line has added a new option to their Free at Sea program, free or reduced airfare from hundreds of airports across the U.S., Canada, and Europe. Guests can take advantage of the airfare offer for up to two guests when flying to home ports including Barcelona, Miami, Honolulu, or Seattle. The amount of the perk depends on the stateroom category you book. Taking a look at the closing bell, Carnival Corporation closed at 60.04, up 66 cents. Norwegian Holdings closed at 50.15, up 66 cents as well. And Royal Caribbean closed at 107.37, up 11 cents. Cruise Radio News Briefs will resume Friday, November 23rd. On behalf of the whole Cruise Radio team, have a happy Thanksgiving. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.